Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm night is unfolding across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing mild temperatures, inviting a pleasant evening for those stepping out. In Haifa, the night is breezy, offering a refreshing respite. Here are today's headlines. First, coming in now, Netanyahu rejects Trump's 15-point Gaza plan, insisting he can stand up to the U.S. president. This report is from the Times of Israel. Also, Iran says its deal with Oman is in final stages. The U.S. must act to open Hormuz as Houthis attack Saudi Arabia, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel and the U.S. are cutting off Hezbollah's economic lifeline, reported by Maariv earlier today. Separately, Netanyahu states Israel rejects the Board of Peace roadmap on Hamas disarmament, according to JNS from earlier. And finally, from earlier reporting, Netanyahu's strong stance on the U.S.-brokered framework is drawing attention. Reaction has been swift on social media. First, Visegrad24 shared just minutes ago that Israeli soccer player Dor Turgeman faced chants of death to Israel during a match in Montreal, Canada. He responded by scoring and celebrating in front of the opposing fans, which led to a confrontation. Next, Israel Hayom English posted earlier today about Netanyahu's rejection of the Gaza 15-point document. Meanwhile, Raylan Givens, a regional commentator, shared his view earlier that the announcement from Hamas indicates the agreement is flawed, asserting that Hamas will never disarm. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Netanyahu's rejection of the 15-point plan. The Prime Minister made it clear earlier today that Israel will not withdraw from any part of Gaza until security concerns are fully addressed. The Times of Israel reports that tensions rise as Netanyahu stands firm against pressure from the U.S. This development could complicate diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to the potential reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, Iran and Oman are reportedly close to an agreement, according to the Jerusalem Post. The reopening would be significant, as this strait is a crucial global oil passage. The ongoing Houthi attacks on Saudi Arabia may further escalate tensions between regional powers. Meanwhile, efforts by Israel and the U.S. to cut off Hezbollah's funding are intensifying. Earlier today, Maariv detailed how coordinated attacks on financial channels aim to weaken Hezbollah's economic base. This strategy could alter the balance of power in Lebanon. And finally, Netanyahu's rejection of the U.S.-brokered roadmap on Hamas is gaining traction. As reported by JNS, this comes amidst Hamas's willingness to engage in the next stage of negotiations. The refusal may impact future peace talks and security dynamics in the area. On the economic front, first, a labor dispute is unfolding at AIG. Employees are demanding improved conditions and regulation of AI, with negotiations for a new collective agreement currently stalled, reports Walla Business. Separately, Sephora is set to open its first stores in Israel. According to Ynet Business, the beauty giant will launch 6 stores and 5 in-store boutiques featuring Sephora collection products. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports on an innovation in air travel. A new trolley design promises to enhance the in-flight experience for families, highlighting the ongoing evolution in travel amenities. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.